For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Halloween is a good time to revisit stories like Dracula or Frankenstein, scary stories that let us escape from reality. But we all know some of the most chilling horror stories are true. Tomorrow at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum, local historian Tom Dietz will talk about gruesome murders that happened right here in Kalamazoo in the 19th and 20th centuries. Dietz started his interview with WMUK's Rebecca Thiel by picking a few of his favorites.
One of my favorites? Well, it's the story of the elderly couple who decide to, a man and woman, married couple in their mid-50s, who decide to murder their former neighbor, a much elder woman, a woman in her 70s, who they believe has an evil eye and is a witch, and think that that they are actually doing Kalamazoo a favor, because if they didn't kill her, they were pretty sure she was going to use that evil eye to kill hundreds of Kalamazoo folks.
So what would make them think that she was a witch? Does it say anything about that?
Well, she was a strong believer in psychological healing of physical illnesses. You know, she didn't believe in medicine, positive thinking. They also knew that she kept a lot of cats before she moved into, and I don't mean an excessive number, but that she did have 7 or 8 cats. But they also recognized that, like a year before, one of their, Mr. Burgess's mother had died unexpectedly. Now, again, they were in their 50s, but they thought, how could my mother have died unexpectedly? Well, if I'm in my 50s and my mother dies unexpectedly, it's sad, but does that mean somebody intervened? So they thought that that was the case. So they invited her over for dinner and finished her off after dinner.
How'd they do it?
Beat her over the head. Mr. Burgess hit her over the head with a lead pipe.
Very Clue. Do you have another one that you want to mention?
Oh, what about the Flying Bandit? This was the story of a man who was Clarence Frechette, who had been in Jackson for 7 years back in the latter part of the 1920s into the 1930s. He was called the Flying Bandit because he had hired someone to teach him how to fly, and then while they were flying from Pontiac to Kalamazoo, he tried to rob the instructor by beating him over the head. But he was caught. Anyway, he's released from prison. He gets a job in the 30s here in Kalamazoo. He's a driver for a delivery service. They pick up, he and the guy he's working with, they have to drive to the east side of the state for something. Two young men arguing on their way back about who is more attractive to young women and who has been able to achieve more, scores with those young women. And as they chatted, the one guy said, well, I know you never were able to get anywhere with my girlfriend. And he said, oh yeah, I was. So that got into an argument, and the Flying Bandit himself actually kills the young man who claimed that that he couldn't have gotten anywhere with his girlfriend because she was so true. So Clarence goes back to Kalamazoo driving his buddy's car, picks up his buddy's girlfriend. They go to a movie that night, and then he decides, probably somebody's going to miss him. So with his buddy's body in the trunk of the car, he drives off for California, and it is at least winter time, and he almost gets away, except he runs out of money, so he calls back to Kalamazoo to the murder victim's family, he sends back a telegram and says, I need some money, but he signs his name, if the victim went by Robert, he signs his name Bob, and the family goes, he never called himself Bob, so they notify the police in California who stop him.
And that was local historian Tom Dietz talking with WMUK's Rebecca Thiel. He's giving a talk tomorrow at 2 p.m. on Kalamazoo's murders at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. You can hear their full interview on our website. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.